Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Tuesday, 3rd of August. I did say there wouldn't be one today, and there is. Mainly because I wanted just to cover two quick things. Firstly, was summer school. I didn't get finished yesterday. I do apologise. Just a time thing, and I've not had chance to do it this morning. Obviously, as I say, things domestically, just my time is a little bit more limited at the minute. It will get better. So I'm now away to Middle Earth until Thursday evening. Travelling up today, going to the cricket tomorrow, back Thursday, but I've got a meeting in London Thursday, not back till the evening. So I will sort that out Friday, hopefully get it up Friday afternoon. If not, it will go up over the weekend and I'll have a couple up. And then I look to start the challenge after the week after the Premier League has started up. So I think that's the 13th is the Friday, so 14th, 15th. So during that week of the 16th of August, so sort of 2 weeks from now, really, we'll look to start that. And the other one was a topic I have visited before, and I didn't want to leave it a week because I think it's good if people start these sort of things now. Having said last week, I'd cover all queries from the mindset sort of podcast the following week, but I've got a plan for the next few weeks, and this wasn't on it, but I think it's a topic that needs to be covered, and it's about habits. I've said many times I watch very little television, next to none. I find most of it complete and utter dross. I'm not gonna lie, things like that, Love Island, and that just infuriate me. I just think getting whatever number they have of thick people, and they are predominantly thick, they're chosen because they're thick, and sitting them in front of a camera to sort of exploit that, and for whatever reason, which no one will ever explain to me, people lap it up. And it's not just Love Island, it's Big Brother and whatever other ones there are, there's tons of them. I don't get it. But similarly, I mean, it's not just about pro. One of the guys who's got off to a bad start this year, Ultimate, you know, he said yesterday, he said, I watch every game, so it makes everything worse. And I've covered this, you know, to the nth degree. I don't get it. You can't change the outcome. But the problem with all these things, they become a habit. I've had a text this morning when I was walking the dog from an FTS member. They've cancelled Facebook and Instagram through August, because they just admit that they spend far too much time on it. And all it is habits. That's all it is. You get into the habit of doing it. So most households, and I do genuinely believe this, most households have the sort of habit of eat their evening meal, tidy it up, and then sit down in front of the TV. Nothing wrong with it. But when you're doing it every day, my biggest fear is driven, genuinely. It's nothing to do with losing money. It's nothing to do with anything other than when my mum died at 67 years of age, I know, I mean, we got told that she was going to die on the Wednesday, or that she wouldn't leave the hospital on the Wednesday. Went into hospital on the Wednesday. They said she won't come out of here. And she literally gave up and she died on the Friday. And in that 48-hour period, I knew that she was laying there in massive regret, 67 years of age. I haven't lived my life in any way, shape or form. I knew that's what was going through her head. She'd never been abroad. She was, do the dinner, watch TV, go to work, come home, do the dinner, watch TV, go to work, come home, do the dinner. And she worked pretty much 7 days a week in the latter stage of her life, after my old man went to prison. So it just became a habit. And I think that people fall into that habit, and now we're even worse. We've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, all these other things, whatever they are, TikToks, whatever that is, that they've just become habits. They're not anything. My biggest regret is lying there being told, Ian, whatever, this is your last 3 months, and looking back and going, how much time have I wasted? How much of my life have I just wasted sitting doing inane bollocks? Now, there'll be people who say it isn't inane bollocks. We will disagree vehemently. I think it is inane bollocks. I think anything that you can take out of your life that you do not need doesn't really add anything. If Instagram shut down tomorrow, would it end anybody's life? No. If Facebook shut down tomorrow, would it? No. Would Twitter? If Coronation Street went off air tomorrow, would it change anybody's life genuinely? Would it really matter to you? And I'm sure there's some people it would. And I'd debate with them again forevermore. But all it actually becomes, all these things become habits. So I found myself, for example, definitely on Twitter too much. So I just thought, I don't want to do that. It's just wasting my time. Absolutely wasting my time. Occasionally I have quite a good laugh, bits and pieces. But it wasn't massively fulfilling in my life. And I could use that time for elsewhere. And the good thing, one of the good things on those Apple phones, it gives you your screen time. And it was sort of getting up to 2 hours. And I thought, that's ridiculous. What am I doing? Now it's barely half an hour of screen time that I do. And it's all about, for me, breaking habits. It's just the fact that that becomes what you do and you get into that cycle of doing it, and it's exactly the same with eating bad foods or whatever it may be, until you actually change something and think, what is that point for? What is it there? So if you are watching every football match, what's the point? So you've got to try and find what those cues are that make you do those things. And then you've got to not just, it's always better to have a plan rather than try and change them sort of spontaneously. So just sort of saying, I'm just going to do it. You know, I'm just going to, tonight I'm not going to watch TV. It's harder to do that than it is if you've already got something planned in its place. So in effect, planning out your week. You know, we do everything. We plan our menus, so we shop to our menus, and we have a plan to, and some may say that's a bit OCD, but it's worked for us for 20-odd years. But it means we're not thinking, oh, what's for dinner tonight? What's and end up eating a load of crap. We know what we're cooking, so we go and buy the ingredients to do whatever. Garlic, creamy prawn pasta. Ian, you're cooking that. What ingredients do we need? Get it, bang. So I know how long it takes me to cook it. I know that's what I'm having. So I don't have to get up in the morning and think, oh, what are we going to eat tonight? And then you start, oh, we'll have the fish fingers or the chicken Kievs or the bacon or whatever. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I don't know where that came from. But exactly the same with things like the time you would use watching TV. Plan something else. Think, actually, what else could I do? Whether it be learning something, whether it be reading, whether it be going for a walk, whether it be playing with your kids. You know, this has been an education for me, because obviously we've brought kids up. I'm watching my daughter. Any hint of Ari being a bit restless or whatever, give him a screen. I remember watching Michael McIntyre do a comedy routine on it. So she puts this flipping Bob the Train on. And I, you know, it's a constant battle for me. Don't need to do that. Actually, all he wants is a bit of engagement. He wants you to get down on the floor and play with him. Then he doesn't even think of a screen. But for her, the habit, too easy, give him a screen. Just give him a screen. That takes care of it. I don't have to worry. Then I don't have to, doesn't have to involve me. I don't have to do anything. It's just a bad habit. So I think you need to set goals of where you want to be. You know, we've talked about this before. What sort of goals do we want to have? I think you need to look at, and I don't think we have covered this probably enough, what are your bad habits? And actually go through your day and think, what are my bad habits? How do I actually spend my time? And that's the question I'd ask. If you get to 67, 70, 75, and somebody say to you, you've got a month to live, would you genuinely look back and go, that was worthwhile? That was how I wanted to spend my time. I saw a great quote this morning that today is Tuesday the 3rd of August 2021. This is the only one there's ever going to be. Make the most of it. And I thought, that's absolutely fantastic. It's absolutely dead true. This is the only Tuesday the 3rd of August 2021 there's going to be. Make the absolute most of it. And I think if you look at every day, and that, certainly that is kind of my life. I look at every day. Of course, we have to work and do things and even that. And, you know, I said it's about enjoyment for me yesterday. But make the most of it. Make the most of what you want to do. And I think you've got to have goals. You've got to look at what your bad habits are. And it's easy. It's very difficult just to change a bad habit. What you've got to say is, what is that bad habit and how can I change it? What am I going to do? And then, you know, this isn't all about betting. What, you know, I keep going, what, not what you feel you have to do, what do you want to do in life? And I think, obviously, we've lived through this COVID pandemic period where we've been locked down, lumped in. I think they say the average body weight has gone up nigh on half a stone or just over. We've all, me included, got into bad habits because you've been stuck indoors, bored, what can we do? And it's been very hard, you know, part of the podcast in that period last year was try and keep people going, doing things. You know, Nick did some, FTS member did some exercises, stuff like that. But it comes down to, for me, how serious are you about change? You know, we all say it. Going to give up smoking, going to get loose some weight. Loads of people say things like that. But if you are serious about it, how are you going to go about it? What are your goals? Set the goals first. What now are your bad habits? And things like Facebook and that, as much as you think that they're, you know, it's all, most of it is fake nonsense. It's not important in your life. You know, your family, friends, things you want to do, that's what's important. Not sitting there talking to some nut nuts, virtual bollocks. And then, rather than just saying it, actually get a plan to replace those habits. How would you fill that time? So, for example, if you do spend, and some people do, 2, 3, 4 hours on Facebook, you know, again, watch my daughter, she's permanently screen, absolute permanently staring at a screen. Most of it complete and utter shite. If you took that away, so the phone fell down the toilet and you're never going to have it again, and the iPad and the computers, how would you fill your time? What are the things you want to do in life? Learn languages, learn how to cook, go to theatre more, whatever it may be, what do you want to do? Get a plan for it. Get a plan to do it. And I understand that some of these things may cost money that you want to do right. So how do we go about that side? And I think you'll end up putting, and like, you know, forgetting betting, life for me is about fulfillment. You know, I have things I just love and enjoy doing, and I like being out with certain people, not everybody, obviously, certain people. I like travelling, I like walking the dog, I like cooking, I like learning new stuff, I like reading, all those sort of things that, you know, so I fit all those in and plan around those. So, you know, I make sure that going forward, I've got 2 or 3 days out a month, so that I'm not sat in here just going out my mind. I look forward to it then, whoever it may be with, different people in different sections, but I look forward to that. I get plan it. You know, as I say, we plan our meals so we know what we're eating, so we don't get into a bad habit of just eating shit. Or walking, you know, as soon as we finish our dinner, we tidy up, we walk the dog again. So we don't just get in there, sit down in the chair like a great big bloated walrus and just let it all, you know. So we're all different. You know, I'm not telling anybody how to live their life. I'm just saying that if you want to get out of these things, and these are bad habits that you think you have, it's never really quite as easy just as saying, I won't do it. I think you've got to try and plan out. It's always easier if you've got something planned than trying to just make something up to fill that time. Or what should we do? Because then you just think, oh, I can't think of anything, and you'll end up putting the telly on. Try and plan your lives a little bit better. You know, and as I said last year about getting up, if you get up, if you're somebody who lies in bed till 8, 8:15, and you know, I love getting up early. I can always get more done. If I'm up 5, 6 o'clock, I always get more done than I do 8, 9 o'clock when emails and things start coming in. But if you're somebody who are 8:30, just the next day, set your alarm at 8:15. No snooze button, get up. Next day, 8 o'clock, get up. And you gain an hour a day just by doing it. Certain things you've got to force yourself to do. And that's exactly the same. Like if you are somebody who the first thing you do at any downtime is reach for the phone, turn it off. Turn it off, go and lock it in the car so it's not in the house. Lock it in the glove box of the car. And do something else. You'll probably have a little bit of withdrawal initially because you got so used to it. You might have people say, oh, I haven't seen you online for a while. Does it matter? Does it really matter? Genuinely? That's what I say. Is that going to change your life? If I genuinely got to my deathbed and that's all, I spent 5 hours a day on Facebook and 4 hours a day watching TV, I'd fucking shoot myself before I got to that stage. I genuinely would just get a gun and blow my fucking brains out. because that is no way to live your life. And we've got consumed by it. I watch society has just got consumed by this. And it started with TV. I mean, you know, when we were kids, TV wasn't on all day long. You had a test card most of the afternoon. We've got 4 billion channels, 24 hours a day, mostly spouting complete and utter shite, genuinely. You know, there's very little TV that you go, that was absolutely quality. It's just, so I sit and stare at that thing in the corner. And then we've had this social media sort of uprising in the last 5-6 years. And again, that consumes people's life. You know, and I'm watching it, you know, I'm on to my daughter about it all the time. It's just complete and utter bollocks. She's got, like, whatever it is, 500 Facebook friends and thinks they're real people. It's just complete and utter all fake shite, which is why she ends up getting herself in messes most of the time. So that's all. I just wanted to cover that. So just thought, rather than wait another week and try and shoehorn it in next week, if you're somebody with these bad habits, start to write them down. What are they? Make a plan. So if, for example, in the betting world, you feel you have to watch the game, not going to change anything, absolutely, completely and utterly pointless and irrelevant, fill that time so you know that you're going to put your bets on. What are you going to do in that time? Make a plan to do something in that time so you're not sat watching it, driving yourself mad at every decision and every goal or offside, disallowed goals, whatever it may be. Make a plan. Go and see some friends. Go and walk the dog. Go for a walk. Go for a run. Go to the gym. Go out for dinner. There's tons of things you can do, and that football match is going to play itself out and do whatever it does without any concern of whether you're sat watching it or not. Right, that's all I wanted to cover. Have a good week. I'm, as I say, I'm off to Middle Earth. I'll be back with you all on Friday.